Thank you, Dr. Gustet. I'm Whitney, and I'm obviously really tall. So if I look awkward, don't judge me. Welcome to New Orleans. I guess you weren't expecting this cold weather, but it gets cold here. It's not always hot. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about FitNola. And I have a team of folks here that came to make me extremely nervous while I do this, because the health department rolls deep. Give it up for NOHD. I don't know what I'm supposed to say about this, but there it is. All right. So FitNola. FitNola is Mayor Mitch Landrieu's initiative to make New Orleans a top 10 fittest city by 2018, the city's 300th anniversary. Currently ranked 37th by the Robert Wood Johnson County Health Rankings, this initiative's specific focuses are physical activity and healthy eating. Led in creation by the former health commissioner, Dr. Karen DeSalvo, in the fall of 2011, FitNola started as an initiative to address the alarming rate of obesity in children living in the metro area, initially called the New Orleans Childhood Obesity Prevention Partnership. Off the heels of becoming a Let's Move City for efforts made in healthy change since Hurricane Katrina, a new shift in leadership saw the need and heard the cry from children of New Orleans to address the city's proneness to chronic disease. One initial conference for what was planned for 30 attendees was a forum of close to 100 community partners looking to come together and address the issues surrounding health as a whole. After realizing the attention and efforts around physical and nutritional health-related issues, Mayor Landrieu, Dr. DeSalvo, and a crowd of community stakeholders spurred the idea of creating a cross-sector approach for the betterment of the entire city, expanding from children to the population as a whole. So I guess in public health jargon, this is now called collective impact. To continue conversations and assistance as the administrator and convener role, the City of New Orleans Health Department assumed position as a hub for community-wide fitness resources, information, and valuable linkages. With carried momentum from the initial obesity conference, the big idea of FitNola was born. As an almost immediate result, the FitNola partnership received funding and support from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation Center to prevent childhood obesity and the Arkansas Center for Health Improvement. With this support, the health department and key community stakeholders gathered in the spring of 2012 to put the big idea on paper and create the FitNola Partnership's Shared Action Blueprint. This beautiful picture right here. This document is a roadmap for everyone who lives, learns, works, and plays in New Orleans to collaborate and take action to improve the nutritional and physical fitness of New Orleans, of the New Orleans community. This document includes literature reviews, reviewing best practices for community partnerships from around the nation, an asset map, and overarching strategies. The overarching strategies have set the tone and stage for the development and results for the partnership linkages. The strategies are increasing awareness, building capacity, and setting standards. The first strategy of increasing awareness includes implementing a FitNola communications campaign to spread awareness, linking families and community members to local nutrition and physical resources, and empowering youth to successfully advocate for policies encouraging fitness and health. The strategy of building capacity includes creating safe environments for everyone in New Orleans to be physically active, increasing programming activities for children and families to be physically active, improving access to affordable, nutritious food, expanding training opportunities to improve the availability of quality physical activity opportunities, and creating an infrastructure capable of sustaining the FitNola partnership. That's at FitNola Parks. Lastly, the strategy of setting standards includes developing a set of FitNola standards to identify successful programs and policies, creating employee wellness programs that include healthy procurement policies, and supporting policies and environments that provide healthy nutrition and active lifestyles for children and families. Clearly defining what we want the partnership to do brought us to the next question: who makes all of these things happen? Including local branches of national businesses like Whole Foods, GE Capital, and Smoothie King, working in tandem with Louisiana-grown organizations like Market Umbrella, Tulane Prevention and Resource Center, Bike Easy, and the Louisiana Public Health Institute, FITNOLA is a product of perspective from many areas of professionalism and research. The team at FITNOLA convenes in various sector groups to create projects from concept to execution and leverage existing assets within individual organizations to assess the current state of wellness in the community, the workplace, and areas of schooling. If you're residing in New Orleans, I have a box of cards, and we're always looking for new members. The biggest part of making all the goals we put on paper come to life is the structure of the team. Each part or position on the team are important to the execution of effort towards the goal. The FITNOLA execution team is made up of six sectors, each with goals of catering to the audience of the general market they will be connecting with. The FITNOLA sectors include the business sector, the community sector, the school and out-of-school sector, the healthcare sector, the early childhood sector, and the active community design sector. Each sector is chaired by a member of the community that has been nominated or volunteered to take on the position. All of the sector chairs and about 15 community stakeholders make up the coordinating group. The coordinating group is a leadership body that determines policies and procedures for the partnership. If this were a six-man basketball team, the six sectors would be on the court trying to win the game, and the coordinating group would be the coach and, the coordinating group would be coaching the team towards victory, and the health department would be the equipment manager. Each position important to the success of the partnership. The sector teams initially met every other month and now have transitioned to monthly meetings with mid-month conference calls. The coordinating group convenes quarterly, and the entire partnership unites twice a year for updates, reflections, and next steps. Each of the roles of the FITNOLA team fit in and reflect the community we serve. The FITNOLA partnership adopted the Institute of Medicine's social ecological model as a comprehensive framework to consider the causes, consequences, and solutions related to obesity and fitness. A powerful aspect of this model is that it encourages communities to engage all sectors to address obesity, nutrition, and physical fitness. We have designed our partnership to allow stakeholders to identify appropriate roles that they can take to make New Orleans a fit community. Starting with personal responsibility to make healthy choices, everyone in New Orleans has the opportunity to be a part of this initiative. The ability for individuals and families to engage in healthy lifestyles must be supported by systems and relationships that make healthy choices appealing and accessible. At an organizational level, we are providing evidence-based strategies and collaboration opportunities to help organizations enact institutional programs and policies. At a sector level, we're working on projects requiring the coordination and expertise of multiple partners that will improve the fitness of individuals, organizations, and the entire sector. For example, accomplishing our goal of having more childcare centers achieve the Let's Move childcare designation positively affects multiple levels of the framework. Children become more active. Families have greater options in selecting centers that provide adequate fitness opportunities. And child care centers receive increased recognition, and the reputation of the entire sector is strengthened as more child care centers follow and share the best practices. As a partnership, we work together to advocate for public policy changes, ensure cross-sector collaboration, and create a FITNOLA messaging campaign. An example of an evidence-based intervention requiring action at the partnership level is a community-wide campaign that involves all levers of the partnership using media messaging and community involvement to support individual behavior, establishing interconnectivity in the partnership, allowing us to apply strategies at the optimal level of effectiveness. A few ways we've been able to address our overarching strategies as a partnership have been five Play Streets events, allowing children of all ages to engage in healthy activity on a closed city block, garnering over 2,000 followers on social media platforms, and creating a community health and wellness calendar with free healthy programming connections. Within building capacity, at a city level, we've been able to increase bike lanes, increase fresh food market retailers, increase farmers markets, and connect with city partners like the Louisiana Public Health Institute and the New Orleans Recreation Development Commission to create free fitness programming at Fitnola Parks. And lastly, our goal of setting standards has been addressed by creating and implementing the Fitnola Business Toolkit Assessment, creating and implementing the Fitnola School Assessment, connecting with the Institute of Women and Ethnic Studies to develop the Healthy by Default School Resource Guide, developing a city healthy vending policy, and a city hall health fitness team. As we continue to grow and reflect on the past and future efforts, we've come to recognize a few strengths and opportunities as a partnership. Some of the strengths that we've garnered are receiving funding from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation to support many of the partnership's executions, the continued support and dedication of involvement from community partners driving Fitnola forward on the quest to fulfill the big idea of becoming a top 10 fittest city. A few opportunities and growth include funding. And that's all I have for everyone. Thank you. I have a few Healthy by Default resource guides if you guys would like any examples of how we came together and created a resource guide for schools to implement some programming that's available in New Orleans for their kids and some funding opportunities for them to do so, if you would like one. And thank you.
I have a question, if you don't mind.
Go for it.
You're managing a lot of different.
A lot of the challenge, I would say, is that this is really a volunteer effort. There's a lot of professionals involved in Fitnola, and they dedicate their time to this as much as we need to meet and the projects that need to be executed. And I would say that is a huge challenge because it's a volunteer effort. And then also, because it's so broad, I was able to bring on some interns to manage those sector projects and assist those sector chairs to drive forward those projects. But the biggest challenge is, of course, that it's a volunteer effort. So everybody involved has to be really invested in wanting to push forward and become a healthy city. And a lot of this is policy change and foundational work to eventually get program implemented. So that, and a lot of times people don't see the bigger picture of this needs to be done so that you can get to the next goal or get these things into your schools. So.
Uh-huh.
So Fitnola does a lot of marketing for all of the partners involved, and one of our partners, Market Umbrella, they've been able to expand and create opportunities for people to get fresh fruits and vegetables in target areas in the city. So we've been able to market for them and spread the word from our newsletters and social media marketing. So that's how we help in that frame of work. As far as the city, there are different, you know, fresh food retailer initiatives that assist them in getting those programs in place and placing them in those target areas, if that makes sense.
Does your program
belong to
rural areas, or are you focusing simply on
New Orleans, just New Orleans metro area? No, we're just focusing on New Orleans so we can improve from 37 to top 10. So eventually I would love to assist places like Jefferson Parish or the surrounding parishes in Louisiana to develop programming so that they can do the same thing in their areas.
Thank you.
Thank you.